I was in London at the time, and I couldn't believe it, really. I had no idea. Didn't know where Abba Van was. But, you know, I remember sitting, reading it in the paper, and then seeing the dreadful, dreadful things. And yeah, that actually was another big thing, wasn't it? But, yeah, I remember Abba Van, very, very clearly. I had no idea how bad it was. And then when I came up here, talking to Welsh people, I came from places like Caerphilly and so on, just down the road, they told us what it was like, and how dangerous it was with all the things overhanging the valley. And they used to say, oh, we knew it was going to happen, we knew it was going to happen. But that was something that, again, you know, you live in London, I mean, you don't know much about Wales here, really. It's not patronising, but you just don't. You just don't.
Do you remember anything you particularly saw in the coverage on television?
Of Abba Van?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the families were interviewed. I can't remember the details, but I can remember these, you know, totally distraught people who just couldn't believe it. You know, the parents of the kids and so on who died in the school. Yeah, and they, because they spoke in this much stronger accent, which we're unfamiliar with, you know. And the shots of the slurry and so on. And there's a guy called Harry Webb, I seem to remember, who spoke very powerfully about it all. You know, more than powerfully, he was very, very angry. He wanted to, I think he wanted to charge the National Coal Board with murder, I think. And I'm not quite sure about that, but I mean, it was a very, very emotional. I remember the emotion came over off the television very strongly. So actually, that was probably as strong as the moon landing. Anyway. Mm. Yeah, remember that, yeah.